project came about, one that the Ravensthorpe offices in a very old building built in 1905 was way out of kilter with the room needed to service a shire. And also the community was very much wanting to have some sort of a precinct to bring themselves up into local requirements, community growing and being more modern in its outlook. Offices in there were too small. We had two desks in each office. We had cupboards that actually had desks and staff in them. It was really way out of kilter with modern staffing. When we went and looked for money, it was a long haul. But then we suddenly found there was a chance to get a grant from the federal government. And we put this to the community and they supported it. And the local organisations made a major push to support the application to the federal grant. We were looking very much what would be something that would bring the face of modern day Ravensthorpe to the public, but to be some of the old culture of using native types of wood. And we found that there was some wood in a forest out of the back of Denmark. And well, the plantation was actually put in around about 40 years ago when they were looking for having a supply of furniture wood and building wood. And it was deemed at that stage of the game that the furniture wood would not be good enough. And this little forest there was just left. But it was a very good construction wood, and it was going begging at the time. And we had an architect who had actually used this wood at Pingerley for a big building there. And he brought it to us, and we went and had a look at it, and we decided this was something that we would very much like to have. It was yellow stringy bark. The point really was that it was a little forest that was not being used and didn't have a real future. And so we were able to bring it back into being a useful timber. And it was cut down and it was seasoned and then it was milled in Perth and brought down in pieces and put together here. Well, of course, people were worried about the fact that this funding was actually being taken from rates and it was denying other people money. And what we had to turn around and tell them was that really the money that we used as a seeding set of money to get the grant was about 25% of the total grant of around $7 million. So really, we couldn't use that money for anything else. And people asked, why weren't we putting it into the school? Why weren't we putting it into the hospital? We couldn't use that money for anything else other than the formula that the grant contained, which was to build a building for the shire and for a precinct. I think it's marvellous. I think the wood has really given us a very warm building, and basically it's been built for the future. Very often you do these things and the future overtakes you before you've actually finished it. This building is something for the next 100 years. It will be a building that we'll be very proud of, and I'm sure that the precinct will be everything that we designed.